Electromatic radio. Electromatic radio.
Hey kid, we on the air? Matt? Alright, you little pisser, where the hell are you now?
Sorry, Gray, I lost track of time. I'll get back up to the booth as soon as I can.
Where are you?
Sub-basement 4.
Is that a rod and reel?
Yes. Hold on, I landed one. Oh, he's a fighter. I gotta keep him from getting under the boat.
Boat?
Yes, Gray, a boat. Boats float and prevent me from having to swim and fish at the same time.
You're fishing in the station?
How's that course in deductive reasoning coming along, Gray? I got him! I got him! Oh, it's a big one, too! Oh, we're eating tonight! Maybe not. I don't think it'll fillet well. Back you go.
Look, Matt, I don't have time for your weirdness. I need you in the control booth to monitor the show.
Well, that's easy enough. I have my transistor radio right here. Yep, we're on the air. Echo!
Would you cut that out, you idiot? And get back up to your booth before I get angry!
All will be forgiven once you're tucking into a plate of Matt Appleyard's famous fried sub-sub-sub-basement fish, Gray.
I doubt it.
I'm sorry, Gray, but I can't come back empty-handed. I got everything set up for a big fish fry tonight, and I don't want to have to resort to battering and frying that green bologna in the break room icebox. Ooh, my sounder shows that there's a school over by that boiler. You know, it's a shame you're such a joyless squarehead, Gray. I think you'd really enjoy skipping work for a little sub-sub-sub-basement fishing. It's really quite relaxing.
But wouldn't it be just as relaxing after work?
You just don't get it, do you, Gray?
Whoa, what the hell was that?
Just a bit of thunder. Nothing serious. Nothing that's gonna stop me from... hold on, I'm getting a weather alert.
This is a small craft advisory for flooded sub-basements. A well-organized tropical disturbance is approaching from the south-southwest at 10 to 12 miles per hour, producing rough seas and winds exceeding 70 knots. All small craft are urged to remain in port until such time as the Federal Weather Bureau...
Well, anyway, I'm not worried. I'm not that far from shore. I'll just turn her around don't expect me back in the booth anytime soon, Gray.
Done and done.
There's music in the street, filling the sweet, sweet air. Yeah, dancing on the cobblestone, don't you know it's all fair? I'll have another IPA and a fat cigar, rapping with the good old boys about fancy cars. Yeah, just wash it down, just wash it down. Tuesday Boulevard, yeah. She's walking in her cutoffs, taking a sweet, sweet time. She's already beside me, baby, don't need no lie. Thunderclouds are looming low with the balmy rain. Everybody run for cover, except me and Jane. Yeah, just wash it down, just wash it down to Zay Boulevard. Dogs are dancing in the trees, is shaking, the music's right. Mojo working in a bright eye, blinking on a Tuesday night. Jesse set the roof on fire, it's a loud shame. Cruising with a Goodyear tire and a Dixie flame. Yeah, just wash it down, just wash it down to Zay Boulevard. Tuesday Boulevard. Tuesday Boulevard.
Running in the fields, picking apples from the trees. In the summer, standing by the fire, chatting for long, long hours. In the winter, I can recall these moments of gold and silver. That's my secret. Scenes of my silly childhood come to me when the sun hits the window and the wind and the pine blows. Scenes of my silly childhood come to me when the sun hits the window and the it's perfect. When I'll be down, I recall all the good times we had, and I'll be better.
Says we're all dead. exposed. Yes, I am extreme. See what you get when you have a bad dream. I am exposed. Yes, I am extreme. I am exposed. I'm for real. Let me explain. I show you how to use that brain.
Kid, how you holding out?
Not well, Gray. I've lashed myself to the mast with some strong rope to prevent myself from being washed overboard. Oh, here comes another wave. Ah! This sucks!
Is there anything I can do to help?
Yes! Bring the station's hovercraft down here and rescue me! Do you have the keys I forgot to give you?
No, you forgot to give them to me.
Oh!
And I didn't even know we had a hovercraft.
Right!
And I've never driven a hovercraft in my life.
You don't drive hovercrafts. You pilot them.
Oh!
Oh my God! Here comes another one! Listen, Gray! If I don't make it out of this alive, check in my desk drawer. You'll find 16 dead pigeons that I fished out of the water tank on the roof.
What the hell did you keep those for?
I was saving them for a rainy day. I want you to have them.
I don't want to.
Learn some tact, Gray. Hey, it looks like... Yes! It's starting to let up! Yes! I survived! Oh, in your face, nature! You thought you were so clever! Well, let me tell you something. Many have tried to kill Matt Appleyard, and many, if not all, have failed! Failed, I tell you! Failed!
Matt? You still alive?
No. Wait, hold on. Yes?
What happened?
I've run aground. It looks like a small island of some kind.
In the basement?
Yes, in the basement.
You want me to call Osborne? Maybe he knows how to drive the hovercraft.
No, don't! Do you want me to lose my job? You tell Osborne that I went fishing in the sub-basement instead of goofing off in my booth, and I'll tell him that Mississippi mud pie you gave him on his birthday was really made of mud.
Look, if the old man wants a real pie, he needs to pay me more.
Besides, this island is uncharted. I doubt anyone will ever be able to find it again for hundreds of years. So this is the rest of my life? Stranded on a tropical island?
In a basement.
In a basement? Well, what about all those great shows on television I'm gonna miss? Oh, the one about that guy with the knees. And then there's that other one about the cop. And, what about all the great movies I'll never see? There's that one coming out that's got, Well, anyway, I could think of a million things I'd rather be doing than sitting here in the pristine sand of a tropical island, facing a future filled with nothing but fresh fruit and wild vegetables and clean air and hey, wait a minute.
Oh, baby. Hey, people, I gotta tell you a little story. Ooh, all about the last flight of the bumblebee. Oh, baby, this'll bring tears to your eyes, all right. Buzz, buzz. Once upon a time, there were honeybees everywhere. They'd be buzzing all around, and sweet honey was everywhere. Well, I never thought about it much, and I didn't understand it. The birds and the bees were part of life, and I just took it for granted, yeah. Like it was nothing, nothing, no, no, no. Buzz, buzz, buzz. Oh, then I heard in the news the honeybees, they were dying. I didn't know it right then when Mr. Newsman was implying. Because the dying honeybees, they had far-reaching implications. The delicate balance of life could be ripped apart at its foundations. Hey, people, wake up. Ooh, yeah. The honeybees are dying. When our crops start to fail, well, you and me and the farmers will all be crying, yeah. All the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees, well, they'll be starring in a TV show about the way it used to be, 'cause it ain't never gonna be like this no more. Man, there'll be no honey for the bears and no fruit that's left to share. And all the fish will lay dead at the bottom of the sea. Do you think that there's a solution for all of this pollution? Or death by electrocution for you and me, baby? No roses left to smell. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you'll think you lived in heaven. 'Cause you'll find that you woke up. We woke up in hell.
But anyway. mixing up with people's heads. And in my mind, I made my mind up. I don't mean to take your time up. In my heart, I know the real trick. Baby, I know that you make me sick.
Sick, sick,
sick as a dog.
This is the life. I just knew all that goofing off would pay off eventually. Bite me, civilization! You're not gonna have Matt Appleyard to kick around anymore! Another slice of roast wild pig with pineapple, Matt? Why, yes, Matt. I don't mind if I do. And may I say you're looking lovely this evening? Why, thank you, Matt. Wait a minute. What's that sound? It's coming from over here, behind all these banana and coconut trees and tropical plants and parrots.
You weren't kidding about the whole island thing, were you?
Hey! How'd you get here? And why are your pants all wet?
There's this second elevator. It opens up in a lagoon about a half mile inland.
Get off my island, you big fink! This is a no-fink zone!
Nothing doing. You're supposed to be up in your booth.
Yeah? Well, so are you.
So what? I'm not the flaky, irresponsible one.
Says the man who cleans out his ears with an X-Acto blade.
You're going back up to that booth if I have to take you there piece by piece and reassemble you. If you're lucky.
I'm not going back, Gray. I like it here on Omicron SETI 3.
Put down that roast pig, kid. You could put an eye out with that thing.
On guard!
Oh, so it's a fight you want, huh? Well, touche!
Ha! Only little girls fight with toucans.
Oh, yeah? Well, what about people who fight with roast pigs?
They're considered virile and are extremely well-liked.
Take this! Ow! Damn toucan bit me! Come back, you coward! Damn it!
Prepare to be killed by succulent pork goodness, Gray.
Never! Oh, there must be a serious weapon around here somewhere. Here we go, a chain in the sand. Seems to be stuck on something.
We're sinking!
Whoops. Well, I didn't see this coming.
My island! My beautiful island! Sinking! Sinking! Oh, what a world! What a world! What a world! What a world! Oh. Are you happy now, Mr. Rulebook? Now nobody gets to live on a super cool tropical island.
Well, you started it!
Oh, look at me! I'm Gray Grimwald! What's this, a tropical paradise? Oh, well...
Honestly, how was I to know that that chain was attached to a plug that was keeping the island afloat?
Well, how are you to know that it wasn't, huh?
You know, my urge to poke you in the eyes, Mo Howard style, is dulled by the fact that I'm now up to my neck in rancid water. Is there anything I can do to make it up to you, kid?
You destroy my one chance at finding happiness in life, and you're asking me what you can do to make it up to me?
Oh, come on, kid. Last week you found a nickel and three M&Ms underneath the cushions on the break room couch, and you told me then that you could now die, and I quote, a happy man.
Can't set the bar low enough, as far as I'm concerned. As atonement, I want you to sing the teapot song.
What?
With the gestures.
No!
All right, then, lunch is on you.
Oh, all right.
Woohoo! Free lunch!
Electromatic Radio is an Aaron Nethery production. Please visit electromatic.blogspot.com for playlists. Thank you for listening.